I'm not sure if you'll be able to make it out from where you are. Can you see the color difference there? I got a bit sunburned yesterday. That was never a problem when I was growing up, getting sunburned on Christmas Eve. I'm not from around here. I don't know if you forgot that. Frostbite, maybe, but not sunburn on Christmas Eve. Obviously, it makes more sense here in Australia, and I think it makes sense on this Christmas day that I look like I've been trekking through a desert, and that's because we've been looking at the book of Exodus for the past couple of months. And I guess probably some of the Israelites might have gotten a little bit sunburnt on that journey. Now, you don't normally think of the book of Exodus as a Christmas story, but in fact, I think it tells the meaning of Christmas quite well. We all know that the meaning of Christmas should be more than parties and getting drunk, which is how a lot of Aussies will spend what they call the silly season. And we all know the meaning of Christmas should be more than the food and the presents and all that. We've got that big, goofy Santa Claus next door. But like the sign out there says, Christmas is bigger than Santa. And out front, we've got this little nativity scene as well, with Joseph and Mary and the baby Jesus. Now, I just want to remind you this morning that the meaning of Christmas is more than that nativity scene, too. Christmas is bigger than a manger. There's nothing wrong with celebrating Jesus' birth and remembering how it came about and how it happened, but what we really want to do is go beyond the what and the how. The meaning of Christmas is really in the why. So we'll look beyond the manger and think about why Jesus was born to us. And the book of Exodus helps us do that. The book of Exodus starts with the Israelites suffering in slavery in Egypt. But God saw their suffering and he heard their cries, and when the time which he had chosen came, he acted. And God called Moses, and he sent him to Pharaoh, and God went to war with Egypt and overpowered them in the 10 plagues and at the Red Sea. And God defeated his enemies and rescued his people. He led them out of Egypt and across the sea on dry land and then across the desert. And God made them to be his own people. He made his covenant with them. He gave them the law, and then he gave them instructions for building that tabernacle that we talked about last week. Sorry, yesterday it would have been. That tabernacle, which was like a portable temple that they could take along with them. God was their God, and they were his people, and he dwelled among them. That's the story of the Exodus. Let's work backwards through that story and see how it lines up with Christmas a bit. So God was their God, and he dwelled among them. And really, that's the meaning of Christmas, too. God is our God, and we are his people, and he dwells among us. God himself became a human being, like you. Born from a mother, raised as a child, living and dying. And John's gospel talks about that as his tabernacling among us. Matthew tells us that Jesus is also called Emmanuel, which means God with us. We are his people, and he dwells among us, and that's part of the meaning of Christmas. The Israelites were God's people because he saved them. He had promised that he would be their God, and he rescued them from slavery in Egypt. And we are God's people only because, in Jesus, he has rescued us from slavery too. And that is the meaning of Christmas. Our enemies, God's true enemies, are not just Pharaoh and Egyptian soldiers and slave masters. In Jesus, in his death and resurrection, God has defeated the ultimate enemies, Satan, sin, and death. God has saved us from those enemies. We live in a broken and evil world. Yeah, we've got good days and bad days, but all of us suffer and all of us die. And worse than that, we are all slaves to sin, whether we admit it or not. But Jesus died for our sins, taking the punishment that we deserve. He saved us out of slavery to sin and into living rightly for God. He saved us out of death and into eternal life. He saved us out of all evil and darkness and into his own light and goodness. And that is the meaning of Christmas. In the Exodus, God saved the Israelites. They were helpless. They were trapped in slavery in Egypt. And today, God can save you, helpless and trapped in this broken world and in your own broken heart. Just as he did long ago with the Israelites in Egypt, God has heard your cries and God has seen your suffering. They say that Santa sees you when you're sleeping and he knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. But we're going past Santa, we're going past the food and the presents, we're even going past the manger. Let's come into the presence of the living God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Because Jesus sees you sleeping and awake. Jesus sees you suffering, and he sees you sinning. Jesus knows that you've been bad, that I've been bad, that we have all been bad. And he came into the world precisely to forgive us for that and to save us. So believe in Jesus for goodness sake. That is the meaning of Christmas.